Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Relax with Rizzoli podcast, where today we are covering what was a mental Aussie Grand Prix. Honestly, that has got to be one of the most chaotic starts at the end of the race I've ever seen. Like, genuine, out of all the races I've ever watched, including some BTCC, like Ginetta Junior races as well, this race was mental. It didn't stop. And do you know what? For once, I'm going to put this out there. Maybe they let themselves down with the Carlos Sainz penalty, which we'll get onto at the end of the commentary. I think the FIA did a really, really good job this race. I think they called it correctly when Albon had his accident, had that massive crash on the gravel all over the track. I think that was genuinely the really correct call. It was the safe call to bring out the red flag. Obviously, it messed a few people up in terms of strategy, vis-a-vis George Russell. And a few others, I think. I can't remember who else pitted under the safety car, but it wasn't meant to be for George Russell this race, although the Mercedes were looking really competitive. My hair is annoying the hell out of me here. Do apologise. But it was a really good race. I'm really excited to do commentary on this one because it was 6 a.m. For us in the UK when we watched this live, and I was just going, oh my God, what is going on? And yeah, my neighbours probably hate me. Sorry, I apologise. But anyway, let's get straight into the Australian Grand Prix. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to one of the great races in Formula One. It's the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2023 here in the beautiful, beautiful city of Melbourne. Look at this beautiful, beautiful city in this street track. So, Sergio Perez will start from the pit lane and so will Valtteri Bottas. Sergio Perez going off in qualifying yesterday and not second time. Logan Sargeant, P18. Zhou Guan Yu starts P17. Oscar Piastri, hometown kid, lives 15 minutes away from this Grand Prix. He starts P16. Nick De Vries on his Australian Grand Prix debut starts P15. Kevin Magnussen starts P14. Lando Norris in the second, McLaren starts P13. Yuki Tsunoda in the second, AlphaTauri starts P12. And Esteban Ocon starts P11 in his Alpine, just outside the top 10. Nico Hülkenberg gets into Q3. A great job again by him as he starts P10. Pierre Gasly starts P9. Alex Albon in the second, Williams starts P8. And Charles Leclerc starts P7. He really needs to have a good race this race. Lance Stroll again, great qualifying by him. He starts P6. Carlos Sainz starting P5 in the Ferrari. Fernando Alonso and Lewis Hamilton starting P4 and P3. A little bit of a rivalry there. Well, a little bit, quite a lot of a rivalry there. And the front row is George Russell. And no surprise, Max Verstappen starting on pole position. So let's go for what will be a fantastic Grand Prix. Foreign lights and the race for the Australian Grand Prix is underway. Max Verstappen gets a great start and George Russell challenging. It's a turn when he gets a great start and he's going to take the lead into the first corner. Fantastic move. Listen to that crowd. And Hamilton is just a little bit and gets crowded and boxed in by Max Verstappen, which means Alonso gets to go on the inside, but Hamilton sent down the inside of Verstappen, but that's a Ferrari and that's Charles Leclerc. Charles Leclerc is off in the second corner. I don't believe it. He needed to have a great race and it's been punted off by somebody in turn three. Let's have a look what happened. What a fantastic start to this Grand Prix. So Max gets a good start, but George Russell in the second stage off the line. He manages to take the lead away. He's very conservative, actually, as Max Verstappen into the first corner. As we now saw, oh, blimey, did you see that oversteer moment there from Alonso? That means that he doesn't get the run that he likes on Verstappen. They go three wide into turn three. And that Sainz decided to bail out and Leclerc into the gravel.
That's it. Lance touched my rear right wheel.
Copy, understood.
Oh, I thought that was his engineer talking. That didn't sound like Leclerc at all. Max Verstappen pulls to the right to try and cover off George Russell, but George is already there. And he was really conservative into turn one there, was Max Verstappen. He gets quite a bit of a moment going out on the exit of turn one. And then he gets overtaken again by Lewis Hamilton. So he's got a Ferrari to his left, Mercedes to his right. Verstappen gets crowded out. And that's Mercedes 1-2 at the moment, running 1-2. Verstappen radio.
He pushed me off the track. I was ahead of the apex. He pushed me off.
Understood.
I don't know, Max. No, that's not going to fly here, I'm afraid. No, he wasn't. You left the door open. Lewis Hamilton sent it. Lewis Hamilton was there. Fair racing room. No contact made. He's through. Really good move there. Safety car ending. George Russell leading a Grand Prix once again. The one-time race winner is now in P1. Let's see if he can make it a two-time race-winning car or driver as well, I should say. Green flag safety car in. George Russell leads the pack away. Lewis Hamilton in P2, Verstappen in P3. P4 is Sainz. P5, Alonso. P6 is Alex Albon. P7, Lance Stroll. P8, Gasly. 9, Hulkenberg. And 10, Lance Stroll. Both McLaren's, homeboy Piastri in P13. At the moment, all of the rookies are outside the top 10 at the moment. Leclerc obviously having that retirement at this corner that we're just looking at now, turn three. But Hamilton 6 tenths away from George Russell, and Verstappen about the same gap behind Lewis Hamilton. So this is on board with Lance Stroll now. Oh, that was a bit of a... So it was Lance Stroll that made contact with Charles Leclerc there. To be fair, he had nowhere to go. He couldn't slam on the brakes. His car's behind him. He couldn't go to the right because Alonso was there, which means he had to go left, and unfortunately Leclerc was there. So no further action on that. It was a lap one incident. Fair enough. Absolutely fair enough. Racing incident. So Lewis Hamilton has DRS on the back of George Russell. 3 tenths is the gap now. Right on the outside. Oh, this is not good for Mercedes. They've got both these cars squabbling while there is a very, very hungry Max Verstappen back in P3. George Russell coming around the second to last corner now. This left-hander here into the right-hander and onto the start-finish straight now on lap 6. This 58 lap Grand Prix. Verstappen now opens the DRS nice and wide to fly by Lewis Hamilton. There are 4 DRS zones at this track this year. They tried to do it last year, but it didn't quite work, unfortunately. So now this year, we have many, many DRS zones available. So, George Russell Radio once again.
You're asking me to manage and I'm being attacked by my own teammate. You tell me to if I wasn't going to push to defend, I'll push now.
He has a very good point, does George there. Do I defend or do I push? He's got a good point. The team need to make it clear. Do they want him to defend? Then think about the strategies. Oh, there's Mick Schumacher in the background. And a yellow flag, 6-2, and that's Alex Albon. A huge crash. A huge, huge crash. There's gravel all over the track there. Good Lord. Yeah, he's very, very... Well, he's on the racing line, actually. There, full safety car there. George Russell is coming into the pits. Oh, sorry. George Russell is coming into the pits. So is Carlos Sainz. But could that potentially be a red flag? It's on the racing line. There's lots of gravel on the track. Is that going to be a red flag? We'll have to wait and see. But that is 2 cars now. So Albon just loses the rear, goes to the gravel track. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, dear me. Yeah, that was very, very close. He actually nudges it forward after he loses the race. So he loses the race. He's having a great weekend as well. Really unfortunate. So he has a crash. 2 cars very nearly crash into him. And he just manages to kind of clutch kick the car forward. So we're on board with Lance Stroll now. Let's have a look what happened. Is that Albon ahead? Yes, it is. He just loses the rear, sends it into the barrier. Lance Stroll is through absolutely A-OK. It's the cars behind him that I want to know about. Lewis Hamilton radio.
That's put me at a massive disadvantage.
We don't think so. Verstappen stayed out also.
We will see. And red flag. They have red flagged the Australian Grand Prix, which means Carlos Sainz and Russell have been absolutely shafted by strategy there. But oh dear, this will be a fun radio message.
Yeah, sorry George, that screwed us, but let's do the most out of it. We can still go to the front on the podium or better.
Yeah, it's not your fault, guys. That was a good call.
Yeah, not happy with that decision at all there. So on board with this is Hulkenberg. Wow! That was insane. Did you see that? That was incredible. Dear me, so this is a replay as well. Going to the grid. So why is everyone going so slowly? Oh, an Alfa Romeo stick avoiding action there. That is a William. Whoa, where's the Alfa Romeo stopped? That's whoa, and there's a Haas on the gravel that goes past. So that's 6 cars. 6 cars in one corner. That's incredible, but my God. That is not what we like to see there. That was really dangerous. I wonder if that will be under investigation. Here we go. So for the second time on this Grand Prix, 3, 4, 5 red lights. And the Australian Grand Prix is underway. Lewis Hamilton gets a great start. So does Fernando Alonso. Goes to the outside of Max Verstappen. Is he going to get P2 into the first corner? No, he's not. Verstappen stays in P2. They go side by side into the first corner. A little bit of contact there made by one of the Haases, I think that was, by Hulkenberg. And Lance Stroll there coming into turn three. Let's hope we don't get any contact like we had with Leclerc on the first lap. Everyone seems to get through nice and friendly little. Never mind, I shouldn't have said anything. That was Nyck de Vries getting a jump from one of the Alpines. I think that was Ocon he made contact with there. Jumps up into the air. That will not have done his spine any good. As we now see the three cars coming through. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And all of the cars filtering through one by one through these very, very fast corners. And it's, very, very interesting, this circuit, because it's really cool. It's a really nice street track, but also a few corners are blind, obviously, as we saw with that restart procedure thing. Obviously, Hülkenberg having to take massive avoiding action going onto the gravel, but anyway, it's okay. No crashes were caused, but let's see if they investigate it. Anyway, so, lap two of this restart. Let's have a look. Is anyone planning to make a move? The Ferrari trying to get a slipstream on Lando Norris there. That's signs on his old teammate Norris there. Haas trying to get a look onto the back of Lance Stroll there. Magnussen on the back of Ocon. And we're looking at Perez. Perez is down in P16. Obviously, starting in P20. But obviously, let's see. Let's see if he can make any more moves. It's currently been 10 laps. He's only got up four places. Two of those were kind of gifted by virtue of DNF. So, what a good start. Let's have a look. I think, was that Perez getting a really good start? Yeah, Perez got a really good start in the second stage, but just got crowded out at the first corner. This is De Vries that we're on board with. That's an Alpine to his left. He kind of pushes him wide. Yeah, goes up, doesn't do his spine any good. Thankfully, I think the car is okay. Clips a little bit of the kind of safety markers to the left. Yeah, it's Esteban Ocon that he made contact with. I think, De Vries did kind of cut along him, to be fair. So, probably racing incident there. I don't think anyone was at particular fault there. Now looking at Verstappen on the back of Lewis Hamilton. 6 tenths is the gap to the 7-time world champion. 9 world championships we're looking at right now. Who is going to come out victorious? It's difficult to think that Verstappen won't come out victorious just with how quick that car is with DRS and just a quick car overall. You know, the Mercedes is still struggling. You know, they obviously took a very radical new design concept last year, and it unfortunately hasn't worked out for them so far. They got the win last year, a win, but not a win, not as many wins as they would like last year. Now on board with, that's Verstappen going on the outside of Hamilton, coming into turn 9, and he's straight past him before turn 9. That was insane. Look at, do you see how easy that was? My word, and he's already 7 tenths ahead. This is insane. So this is back to Verstappen now through turn 8. Through turn 8 now. There we go. This is obviously the chicane a couple of years ago. They've now made it straight. It goes to the outside. DRS wide open, and he's passed before turn 9 even comes about. I think DRS has got to be too powerful. I mean, that is just insane. That's absolutely insane. Look at that. He's already put like a 7-tenths gap before turn 9. You see a tear up in the air there. We see George Russell and one of the Alpines that they're fighting. That's Russell. Made his way back up to P5 after that red flag incident with the tyres. But he goes on the outside now for P4. DRS wide open, goes to the outside. And he gets past him. Very, very nice move. Beautiful move there, in fact, from George Russell. Now we're looking at Sergio Perez in P15. On the back of one of the Williams cars. Very nicely. Very nicely done. Yeah, very clinical. Lovely stuff. Into P14. Very nicely done. P14 is his next target in Perez. So we're looking at signs on the back of Lance Stroll. Now, oh, he does to the inside. Oh, what a move. What a move. What a last minute send by Carlos Sainz. That was brilliant. Now, Sergio Perez on the inside of Kevin Magnussen at turn 9. On the inside of turn 9. You don't see many overtakes there. He has big, as the Mexicans say, cojones to make moves in that cornerback. As we know, that Red Bull is just ridiculously fast, and it's fantastic to see. Coming into the final corner now, this is Hamilton with Alonso just behind him. 8 tenths is the gap between Alonso and Hamilton. Sainz moves up into P5, gets past George Russell. There's a bit of smoke in the background, and that's the slow. That's George Russell. George Russell's car is on fire, quite literally. Oh, he will be absolutely gutted. He was running in P5 there. Oh, that is not what we want to see. Oh, no, and his car's on fire, so he probably should go. Oh, dear. Yep, George, get out. Get out, please, fast. Virtual safety car. And he's actually parked on the pit lane exit. Whether that is clinical? I want to say whether that was maybe a little bit strategic. We don't know, but yeah, George Russell, I mean, to be fair, his engine is on fire, so he did just pull over at the nearest safe place. Pit lane entry closed. And I think, yeah, he just switches off the engine and, you know, that is it. Virtual safety car ending, green flag, and Verstappen puts his foot down and he's still got 4 seconds on Lewis Hamilton in P2.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, copy Lewis, yeah.
That's some...
His tyres are going to make it all the way to the end.
Yeah, we're planning for all eventualities.
There are 30 laps left to go in this Grand Prix. Perez now again at turn 9 on the inside of an Alpine. What a move again! And another one as well on the back of another car. Is that the McLaren? Yes, it is. It's the McLaren of Piastri. Homeboy sends it on the outside of turn 9. He loves turn 9, does Perez, doesn't he? Fantastic move there. And this is Carlos Sainz on the sends it on the inside of Pierre Gasly. What a move again. He likes making moves at that corner. So Perez's corner is turn 9. Carlos Sainz's corner is turn 3. Or turn 2, turn 3. Great move there from the Spaniard. Great driver. Let's have a look there. So, oh, he fakes it on the outside and sends it on the inside. The Alpine just leaves the inside door open. Let's have a look on this angle here. So we've got Carlos Sainz. Here we go. So he looks to the outside, brakes, and sends it on the inside. And so nearly makes contact with the Alpine there. That was close. That was really, really close. And, oh, it's ridiculous again. There's many cars at turn 9. How? How has the Alpine and McLaren just gone side by side through turn 9? Insane. These drivers are something else, I tell you, something else. Piastri running in P12 at the moment. This is the battle between Tsunoda and Piastri. Can Piastri make a move at turn 9 again? He goes for it, and he's passed. Let's listen to the cheers of the crowd. It's quite quiet, actually. Never mind. Oh, no, you can hear cheers and applause there. Lovely to see for the homie. Literally, lives 15 minutes away.
So Alonso 22-4. I think he just keeps trying to push you to use your tyres. Let's not fall for it.
Very, very interesting. So he's trying to go faster to try and put a little bit of pressure on Lewis to try and make him push his tyres faster. 23 laps left in this Grand Prix. Now looking at Kevin Magnussen on the back of Yuki Tsunoda and Guanyu Zhou just ahead of him. The battle for 12th place at the moment. Piastri and Ocon ahead of him. Or them, I should say, because there's three of them. So that is Magnussen making a move on the inside of Yuki Tsunoda. Again at turn 9. I actually quite like that DRS zone at turn 9. It makes for some great overtakes. Really, really great overtakes. So now looking at Tsunoda and Kevin Magnussen. Again, having a scrap again. Can Tsunoda do anything to kind of get there? Oh, we love to see him. A huge cheer from the Aussie crowd for Daniel Ricciardo. Oh, everybody loves Daniel Ricciardo. It's lovely to see Hamilton now putting in fastest laps. Yeah, the time message didn't last long. I do wonder if he has like a special code with his team. So tyres are dead. That means like, oh no, tyres can maybe go for maybe 10 laps more. Or tyres are, I don't know, worn or something, means 20 laps more or something like that. I don't know. But this man, Max Verstappen, the race leader, dominated another fastest lap for him. Oh, it's just not really. A bit boring now, isn't it? He's got 10 seconds on Lewis Hamilton now. He'll probably win. Bit boring. Got some more action. Great. Yeah. Great, thank you. Perez on the back of Lando Norris for P8. Perez now 5 tenths behind Lando Norris for that position, for P8. Obviously, remember, Perez started in P20. Three of the positions that he's got are kind of inherited from Russell, Albon and Leclerc, all retiring from the Grand Prix. But Perez currently has the fastest lap. It is a fastest lap first between Verstappen and Perez, obviously, after Saudi Arabia last week. It's... certainly making it very, very interesting between these two drivers. Perez now on the back of Norris. Is he going to get DRS? He probably should do it on the inside of turn 9. Turn 9, just call it Perez's corner. Perez's corner, because he's done, what is it, 4 or 5 overtakes already this race? Let's have a look. So Perez now, again, DRS open on the inside. Slots into P8. Fantastic move from P20. Certainly be doing well for the DHL overtake competition there. And this is Perez on Hülkenberg on the third to last corner. Lovely stuff. Clinical once again, P7 now. That's 13 positions, 14 positions, I should say. 13, never mind. My maths is terrible. Going through turn 9, and that's Verstappen. Verstappen's gone off the road with 11 laps to go. Oh, dearie me. What's happened there? Trying to get some stuff off his tyres. He's weaving. Has he gone off in the last corner by any chance? Let's have a look. We'll probably get a replay in 1 or 2 seconds. There we go. Max Verstappen into the final corner. So coming through the right-hander. Now into the second to last. Left up, left. Locks up. Oh, he locks up and does a little bit of a lawn cutting. Grass cutting.
Keep front locking there. Really.
Okay, understood.
Oh, yeah, he really does go off, doesn't he? He locks the inside there. That is something that we've seen about the Red Bulls this week. And obviously, Perez locked up last week. There we go. Kylie Minogue has had a face full of plastic. I probably got to keep that in. But she's lovely. Lovely to see her. And that is Norris on the outside of Lance Stroll, of one of the Hasses, even. Of, I'm trying to find Norris on the side of Hülkenberg in P8, even. Obviously, Norris in P9, great move if he can get past him. Obviously, that'll show that the McLaren does at least have some pace this race, which is great to see. Lando Norris now on the back of Hülkenberg. Let's have a look at what happened here. So DRS wide open, coming through like turn 10 now. Oh, the inside.
He moved after I moved.
Oh, we'll see from Hulk's perspective. I'm not too sure there. I was kind of concentrating on Norris, not so much where Hülkenberg's position was. But now coming over this position, over this corner again, into the right hander, he's got DRS, goes to the outside, and he tricks him, Hülkenberg. Hülkenberg goes deep. They go side by side now. It's the second to last, and Hülkenberg's off into the gravel trap and miraculously saves it. What a save by Hülkenberg there. Really proving that he is deserving of that seat. But that was for P9. Still bringing home some points there. Lando Norris right on the inside. Lovely stuff. Straight in there. Lovely stuff. Just goes on the inside. Makes Hülkenberg go wide and onto the outside. Clinical move. Really clever racecraft there from the McLaren. I love the downshift sound of the McLaren. Really good save there from Nico Hülkenberg. Great. You can see one of the Haas team members there. She's looking absolutely nervous and terrified by that move there to see if he's able to do it. And that's Magnussen. Magnussen's rear right tyre has flown off. Is it shattered? The hell has happened there? Look at his rear. The rim has shattered. That is something you don't see every day. Oh my God. Yeah, that is. What on earth has happened? Where's the tyre gone? Lap 54 of 58. If that gets red flagged, oh, we can see, yeah, where he made contact there. This could be a couple of lap shootout to the end of the race. Kevin Magnussen out of this Grand Prix. Let's have a look what happened. So coming off the start, finish straight, breaking into turn one now. Into the right-hander, now the left-hander. Just clips the wall, and wow! Look at the tyre! The tyre just flew off. Is it still in the middle of the track somewhere? So here we go. He's on the left-hand side of your screen there. Clips the wall. Yeah, there we go. The tyre just flies off, and is just rolling down the racetrack with him. Wow. Yeah, that'll be interesting. Where? Wow, look at that. Look at the debris that's come off of his rim. Look how much debris there is on track. And don't forget, that'll all be metal as well, so that'll very, very nearly...
So much debris out here.
Yeah.
Okay, copy. Yeah, just pick your way through.
Yeah, that'll give lots and lots of punctures if they decide to go through. This is Alfa Romeo coming through there ahead. Oh, just avoids a lot of the debris. The tyre goes past Magnussen. There we go, lovely stuff. So it is a red flag. Red flag on lap 56 of 58. We are going to have a sprint race to the end of the race. I'm going to have a Jaffa cake in this. Oh, I probably shouldn't. They're about to go to the grid. Try and get it down as quick as I can. That's not going to work. Final car comes to the grid. Need some food. I've been doing commentary for an hour. Okay. Here we go for the final, hopefully the final start of this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 red lights. After the third time this race, the Australian Grand Prix is underway. Max Verstappen gets a great start. So does Alonso on the outside of Lewis Hamilton. for P2. It's going to be carnage. It's carnage. There is an Aston Martin round. There is a Red Bull on the grass. There is a Williams and another car. And two Alpines have crashed. What on earth? What on earth has happened there? Now Lance strolls off into the gravel. What? It's gone on here. Another red flag. Three red flags in this race. That is Gasly and Ocon. They're both French drivers, both teammates have taken each other out of this Grand Prix. That is Logan Sargeant and De Vries off. That is Alonso round. He made contact with Sainz. That's Stroll off as well. What on earth has happened there? Yeah, that's a Williams and an AlphaTauri of De Vries into the gravel. Oh my God. What a restart. That's got to be the most chaotic stuff I've ever seen. Alonso is actually ready P11 and Lance Stroll P12, which means if that finishes like that, Aston Martin have lost out on a double points paying position. But Sainz is in P3. If he gets a penalty for taking out Alonso, that gives Hülkenberg his first point in Formula 1. So let's have a look what happened here. So we've got Verstappen making a good start. The Alpine and the Ferrari getting very close there. This car gets spun around is... Oh, he did. That is Sainz. Sainz spinning around Alonso. Perez decides to just take avoiding action of absolutely everything and goes on the grass. Quite a sensible decision there. Alpine locks off. Stroll goes on the inside of the Aston Martin and the Ferrari. And both Alpines take themselves out. My God, what a shot. You've got two cars off in the back, one on the curb, one on the grass, and one that's getting spun round. And then, yeah, both of the Alpines have huge contact there. Aston Martin seem not happy there. So let's watch on board with Esteban Ocon here. Yeah, it's a very good start. Now coming into turn one. Let's have a look. So he sees all that carnage ahead. He has got one of the impasses. Yeah, Gasly comes on really slow. Goes to the outside. Gasly kind of goes in. He's in his blind spot, to be fair. Ocon is in his blind spot. But he does go over to the right-hand side of the track. Gasly rejoining slowly. My God.
Stupid rule. How the hell you can put a red flag before?
Yeah, come here.
Maybe because we don't complete a lap, we go back to the same positions it happened in Silverstone.
Yes, we're looking at that, mate. We're on that. We're already on that.
Alonso!
Just get the car back. Do you think there's damage?
No, it's okay. The car is okay.
Copy, mate. Okay.
Alonso!
They should do it. They should do it.
Yep, we're on it.
Alonso has just... He just uses 1% of his brain for driving and 99%. For just politicalness. It's brilliant. Anthony Hamilton there, Lewis Hamilton's father, hoping that he be... Are we going to get a safety car restart? What's going on? Well, we're not. We're on lap 57 of 58, which means that the outlap will count as the outlap, which means if they do go out again, they will finish under that. But the question is, restart order 144-14-55. So yeah, they have decided to put it back to the original order. They've decided to put it back to the original order. Very interesting. So Carlos Sainz now. Has he been given a 5-second penalty? I think he's been given a 5-second penalty as well. Dear me, that is not what he needs. But to be fair, hold on. Sainz radio.
We have 5 seconds penalty.
No, it cannot be, Ricky. Do I deserve to be out of the points? No. No, yeah. It's unacceptable. Tell them, it is unacceptable. They need to wait until the race is finished and discuss with me.
Stop it.
To
no,
be fair...
Please, ask them, please, 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 to wait and discuss with me. Clearly the penalty is not deserved, it's too severe.
To be fair to him, I don't quite understand that, because the lap didn't exist, or it technically did exist, but... They've counted back, so why has he got a penalty? Also, why doesn't Lance Stroll have a penalty?
Okay,
Stop radio.
So, plan is safety car will enter the pit lane at the end of this lap. You will then take the checkered flag. It's a rolling start, i.e. just take the checkered flag. There is no overtaking until the line.
Very interesting, very interesting. So we'll talk more about the penalties, but Lance Stroll didn't get a penalty for taking out and DNFing Leclerc, which is very interesting. But now, coming around the final few corners, it's almost a parade lap for the drivers. I'm not surprised. Look at how low that sun is. It's a beautiful sunset lighting shot like we had in Texas with Charles Leclerc last year. But here we go, around the final corner, a very anticlimactic, well, I say anticlimactic, a very climactic finish. But across the line goes Max Verstappen to match Ayrton Senna's podiums. Fantastic. Max Verstappen wins the Grand Prix with Lewis Hamilton in P2 and Fernando Alonso in P3. Sainz finishes P4, but you'll get the 5-second penalty, which puts Stroll into P4. And everyone moved down. But this is the first time since 2018, the Hungarian Grand Prix, that we've had three world champions on the grid. Obviously, last then, back then it was Hamilton,
Vettel,
and Kimi Raikkonen. Max Verstappen wins the Australian, chaotic Australian Grand Prix from Lewis Hamilton in second and Alonso in third. Lance Stroll gets promoted to P4. Great points haul for Aston Martin. Sergio Perez is in P5. Lando Norris picking up some great points there. P6. Hülkenberg in P7. Piastri in P8. Getting his first Formula 1 points at home for him. Zhou Guanyu picks up some points for Alfa Romeo brilliantly in P9. Yuki Tsunoda in P10. And Perez gets the fastest lap from Max Verstappen. Bottas gets P11. Carlos Sainz P12. Gasly 13th. Ocon 14th. De Vries 15th. And then we've just got how many DNFs here? So we've got Gasly, Ocon, De Vries, Sargeant, Magnussen, Russell, Albon and Leclerc. 8 DNFs in this race. Oh, join us next time in Baku. What the hell was that race? Oh my God. This was the first time, by the way, a cool stat, the first time in Formula One history that there has been a race with three red flags. Absolutely insane. But I think the more interesting thing for me about this race is that it was, I just couldn't believe how chaotic it was, especially coming through the end. Obviously, you had the incident at the beginning. It was classed as a first lap. Right, let's get into this immediately. Right, I don't understand this because it was on a first lap. It was a race start, the race start lap. Stroll didn't get a penalty for taking out Leclerc. And that, by the way, I've been attacked for the first time on Formula One Twitter by Lance Stroll stans. I love Lance Stroll. I'm doing nothing but singing his praise. And I think the worst or the best one I got was respectfully shut up plus ratio. I'm just like, I'm just trying to point out the FIA's inconsistencies. Thank you. So I don't get how Lance Stroll, let's remove Lance Stroll's name. I don't get how a driver can take, I mean, it was a racing incident, but he DNF'd a driver. He made contact with a driver, DNFing them on the first lap, no penalty, right? And then on the third restart, on that chaotic lap 55, 56, 7, whatever it was, I don't get how then you can give Sainz a penalty for spinning Alonso round, but Alonso didn't even crash or DNF. So you give 5 seconds for one, but not the other. Either make up your mind and reinstate Carlos Sainz's podium, or give Lance Stroll a penalty for the incident with Leclerc at the beginning. I don't get it. I don't get it, okay? But that's the only criticism I have of the FIA this race, because I think they did a really good job. I think they did a great job bringing out the red flags, especially being safe, especially after the Alex Albon incident. They could have just kind of continued that, but I'm really glad that they didn't, and I'm really glad that they decided to bring out the red flag. Again, three red flags, absolutely mental. What was the second one? So the first one was Alex Albon, lap 27 or whatever it was. The next one was Magnussen. That was it, Kevin Magnussen. And that crash, that was a crazy accident, wasn't it? And then, yeah, obviously the race restart. Yeah, the FIA were deliberating for quite some time on whether to keep the positions as it was, or, as Fernando Alonso said quite brilliantly, or to put it back like they did at Silverstone last year. And quite rightly, again, they made the correct decision to do that, because they didn't even reach a safety car line before the race was red flagged. They didn't complete a racing lap. So how would it be fair that that would be a kind of certified set in stone position? It didn't make sense. But, you know, I think for me, that is a crazy race. The end of it, I remember watching, I think it was about 8 o'clock in the morning when that restart happened, or about 7:30 or something like that. It was pure chaos. pure chaos just to see. I've got one shot in my head from the exit of turn one. There's a camera at the exit of turn one. You've got Alonso facing the wrong way. You've got a Williams and an AlphaTauri in the gravel. You've then got, is it one of the Ferraris that's on the grass? You've got Perez cutting through on the gravel. And you've got a whole heap of like tyre smoke and everything within all that. And you're just going, it's absolutely insane. It's absolutely mental. But anyway, that is going to be it for this race. It was a fun race. It was a really fun race. It was a really fun commentary as well. I think today, especially, John, I'm actually quite glad that the recording cut out last time because I only did the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. I should say I got halfway through the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix when it was cut off. But I remember thinking at the time I was really unhappy with how I was commentating. I was going, yeah, that's... I don't know who that is, but this time I've had a lot of energy and I've got to record another video. I've got to get this sim rig here, which you can't see. You can think you can see the top of the steering wheel there. Got to move that here, get the VR set up, everything. Record half an hour of this, record three flying laps in each car. Bing, bash, bosh. Get that done, get that recorded. Go to my partners, edit everything there. I say edit, watch Interstellar, and then these will get uploaded tomorrow or the day after. Yeah, we'll see. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching the Australian Grand Prix. I'm hopefully going to have a few guest episodes in this break, so, and a few kind of new content episodes, which I'm really looking forward to, because weirdly, we've got a start of the season break. We've got a month before Baku, which I can't wait. I love Baku as a track. It's one of my favourite Formula One tracks. It really is. I love that track. So ladies and gentlemen, join us next week, where hopefully we'll have a guest episode. It'll be really, really fun. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching this podcast, and I will see you next week. Fingers crossed. Efferisto, que asas. Oh, yeah. Also, YouTube video. That is where this sim racing thing is going to be. It's going to be on the Relax with Rizzoli YouTube channel, the first YouTube video on there. Fantastic. Also, because of the Australian Grand Prix episode, I stood in once again because Brad from the F1 State podcast is living it up in the Maldives or Vietnam or wherever on earth he is. So he's doing that. So I stood in with Tom and we discussed the Australian Grand Prix for an hour and discussed, I think, kind of getting rid of DRS as well because it is too powerful as we saw and a few other cool points like that. So check out the For F1's Sake podcast once again and vote for them in the podcast awards. They've been nominated for a sporting podcast award, so go vote for them as well. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much and I'll see you.